This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Kids Count Report measures child well-being across several categories. The Michigan League for Public Policy has a series of recommendations for improving the state's ranking in several of them. The report is called Enhancing Child Well-Being in Michigan, a guide to improving kids count outcomes and rankings. Alicia Guevara-Warren is Kids Count in Michigan Project Director for the Michigan League for Public Policy. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
How does Michigan rank in terms of child well-being nationally as well as in the Great Lakes region?
So part of the National Kids Count rankings is taking 16 different indicators of child well-being across four different large categories. So we're looking at economic well-being, education, health, family and community outcomes, and they work to create an index to give an overall ranking. In 2017, Michigan ranked 31st, taking into consideration all of those rankings. The two areas where we really lag that kind of bring down, so to speak, the overall ranking is in economic well-being, where we rank 31st, and in education, where we actually ranked 41st. Our best area that we tend to do really well in is in health, particularly when we look at the rate of children without health insurance. Michigan has one of the best rankings in the country in this area. So kind of a mixed bag of things, some things that are getting better over time, some things that are, you know, kind of stagnating. But overall, we're 31st, and that does put us last in the Midwest when we're looking at overall child well-being.
So the report recommends a number of things. Let's go through some of them. Investing in adult education and workforce development. What do adults actually need if they are going to get more education? Which, of course, that's one way of addressing childhood poverty, is having the parents earn a better living.
That's absolutely right. So one of the things that's really important when we think about all of our policy recommendations is that we use a two-generation or a multi-generation approach. We know that some of the best ways to help kids is to also help their parents or their caregivers at the same time, and really trying to take a whole family approach. One way, as you mentioned, is really to expand in adult education and workforce development. Michigan has spent a number of years really underinvesting in adult education. If we think about the impacts that has, not only on economic security, because we know that, you know, the types of jobs that are really going to provide those family-supporting wages are going to be those jobs that require some sort of post-secondary training or education. So ensuring that, you know, families have access in a family-friendly way, you know, to programs for high school diplomas, any type of post-secondary training and education, you know, with childcare options available, with night options. Also thinking about things like financial aid. We have programs that were in place at one point to really help what we would consider, you know, a non-traditional student. So looking at parents who have been out of high school for so many years, being able to give them that financial aid that they need to access that training is really important. The other thing that when we think about, you know, it provides economic security when parents have that education, but it also helps with a parent's ability to reach their child and improve literacy at a young age. So lots of benefits to ensuring that parents and caregivers have access to those types of things that are going to improve their education, because it has a benefit in multiple ways for their children and families.
The report also calls for expanding the earned income tax credit in Michigan. What would that do?
Back in 2011, 2012, when we had a tax restructuring here in the state, our state's earned income tax credit was reduced from 20% of the federal EITC down to 6%. Now, this is something that research has shown is a proven poverty reduction tool, really allows working families to keep more of what they earn. There are long-term benefits in both health and education for kids whose families receive EITC, really allows families to, you know, catch up on bills or make that car repair, really investing in their local economy, essentially with, you know, getting this extra money back in their pocket. So it's a good tool. There's a lot of bipartisan support on the national level for EITC. So it's something we'd like to see the state policymakers address in looking at how we can reduce poverty here in our state.
There's also, as you mentioned, this is a two-generation approach. So there's also a recommendation for more early childhood education. How is Michigan doing right now on early childhood education?
So it's really important when we think about the number of things that we have done right. You know, some years ago, we, you know, put really largely expanded our state four-year-old preschool-funded program. So we've done really good when it comes to that. But there's a lot of research that shows that having access for three-year-olds to preschool is also really beneficial. So that's something we think is important, to really explore how we can get three-year-olds into preschool programs, but also looking much earlier. When we think about long-term, you know, Michigan's in the bottom 10 when we're looking at education outcomes. And really, I often say that, you know, education and reading and all those things actually begin with a healthy mom, a healthy birth. And so really trying to take that longer approach to improving educational outcomes in a more comprehensive approach, I think, is important. So looking at early years of life, you know, 0 to 3, how, you know, there are various programs that could really help, like home visitation programs, where that's another two-generation program where you have home visitors coming in and working directly with families, identifying any challenges that they have, any barriers, and really trying to address those issues. They've been proven to improve health outcomes, economic security, reduce child abuse and neglect. So really good programs that start, you know, sometimes when a mom is in her early in pregnancy. Sometimes the home visitor comes in when the child is newly born. It depends on the model. So, but these are programs that, you know, there's a high need for them throughout the state, and something that the state could really look at expanding to really meet the need and improve outcomes in a number of different areas.
And would that include low birth weight babies, infant mortality, a couple areas where Michigan does not score particularly well?
Yeah, so when we look at things like low birth weight babies, we look at adequate prenatal care and infant mortality, it's all interconnected. And when we think about the implications there, not only are we stagnant when it comes to improving the number of babies who are born too small, but there are some major racial disparities when we look at that data. And so it's definitely an area that we need to be focused and concentrated on. And absolutely, home visitation programs have been shown to really help improve those types of outcomes.
Why is local government revenue sharing important in addressing many of these factors for Michigan children?
So Michigan ranks, you know, in the bottom 10 when it comes to the number of children who are living in concentrated poverty or high poverty neighborhoods. These are areas where at least 30% of folks in a census tract are living in poverty. We know the impacts that living in these areas has on kids. These are areas that are more likely to have higher crime rates, expose kids to violence, and all these things that really have an impact on their overall development. This is what we often call toxic stress, and the trauma that's related to living in toxic stress for a number of years really carries on into adulthood. So it's important that we look at how we can make our communities stronger by, you know, really investing in revenue sharing and ensuring that our communities can provide, you know, the safety that communities need, green space, parks, all these things that are really important to improving quality of life. They do have an impact on things like education and health.
Is there a state that Michigan could look to as a role model that, you know, has similar demographics and those sort of things, which has addressed these problems in a way that's much better than Michigan has to date?
When we look at the Midwest, states like Minnesota often pop out. They tend to be at the top of the list when it comes to investments in early childhood, education, higher education, their workforce development. So they've done a number of things that I think are important. But, you know, because we do fall towards the back or the end in this region, I think we can look at probably a number of things that states in our area are doing, but Minnesota definitely stands out as one of the states that is doing some really great work that we could learn from.
Would addressing all of these problems with the same emphasis and fully funding the programs that we're talking about come with a large price tag for Michigan?
You know, I think some of them we've already started to invest in, and there are things that we can continue to work towards. But, you know, it really depends on what program we're looking at. But I think the most important, you know, thing for us to remember is that the budget is the single largest expression of our priorities. What's important to us as a state? Is it going to be investing in kids and families and really creating a place where people want to live, work, and play and raise their families? So we really need to make those decisions. Our policymakers need to make those decisions about what the priorities are and how we really take care of kids and families.
Do you see any of these particular recommendations in your report as being at the top of the list, or are they so interconnected that you can't really say this one trumps this one or this one is more important than that one?
I think you hit it, is that everything is really interconnected, right? There's not just one solution that's going to solve all of Michigan's problems, but there are ways that we can probably prioritize some of the policy recommendations, especially tackling the poverty rate, I think is especially important, just because we know the impacts that poverty has on health and education and all of these other different things that are really important to kids. So really looking at things like the EITC, how do we support improvements to our child care subsidy program, and really looking at home visitation as another way of improving or reducing poverty. So I think there are some things that we can prioritize, but not one thing is going to resolve all of our issues.
Alicia Guevara-Warren is Kids Count in Michigan Project Director for the Michigan League for Public Policy. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
A link to the report called Enhancing Child Well-Being in Michigan, a guide to improving kids count outcomes and rankings, can be found at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.